For the second time in 2 days, House lawmakers have postponed a final vote on the governor's controversial oil tax bill. The bill is a cornerstone of Governor Bill Walker's efforts to close the state's $4 billion budget deficit. Walker's proposal would have brought in more than $400 million a year by raising the minimum oil tax and rolling back subsidies to smaller oil companies. The House has scaled the bill back significantly, but as APRN's Rachel Waldholtz reports, the Republican-controlled majority still doesn't have the votes to pass it.
Will the House please come to order?
House Bill 247, which revises the state's oil tax and credit system, was on the calendar Monday morning. But when House Speaker Mike Chenault arrived at that item on the agenda,
this time I'm going to roll House Bill 247 to tomorrow's calendar.
Postponed, to give the House Majority Caucus time to iron out differences among its members. Chenault, a Nikiski Republican, says right now he's hearing dissent from all sides.
Some think it's too much, some think it's not enough.
That is, some lawmakers worry the bill doesn't go far enough to make a real dent in the budget, while others worry it goes too far, threatening to undermine the oil industry and is yet another rewrite of Alaska's tax code after a major overhaul just 3 years ago. The current bill would step down cash credits available to companies in Cook Inlet, limit incentives for new oil on the North Slope, and set a hard minimum 2% oil tax, among other things. Most of its provisions wouldn't go into effect until at least 2017. In the years after that, it would still only raise about a quarter to half of what the governor proposed. Representative Les Guerra, a minority Democrat from Anchorage, says that's not enough. Under the current regime, the state expects to pay out about $1.3 billion just in cash credits between this year and next. Guerra says there's no way to close the budget gap without major changes to the credit program.
What's their plan? Is their plan to cut the dividend by more? Is their plan to raise $300 million more in an income tax? This is the easiest way to save money.
As for Chenault, his goal is to hash out a compromise that's acceptable to his majority caucus members. The bill is scheduled to come up for a vote again on Tuesday. How confident are you that it's going to come up for a vote tomorrow morning?
More. I probably have about as much confidence as no.
So maybe not that confident. But Chenault says he is hopeful. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.